Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Idiyos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is bringing learning Brachos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi Bezechet Afan Rizivik Hagon Bikarav Mamish. And here we have another Edus from Reb Tzadok. Hey Reb Tzadok, Al Tzir Chagam Tmeim. Regarding the Tzir, which is like the brine of non-kosher grasshoppers, Shutar that it's tar, which means it's not treif. And why is the Chiddush Shemesh Rishayna? The original teaching was Chagam Tmeim Shinechvashim Chagam Tahirim. If kosher and non-kosher grasshoppers were pickled together, Loi Pasul Tziron, their brine doesn't passel each other. In other words, it used to be before Reb Tzadok came along and gave his Edus that if non-kosher grasshoppers were, let's say, accidentally pickled with kosher grasshoppers, and obviously when you pickle stuff in salt, the juice oozes out, which means that there's juice from non-kosher grasshoppers mixing with juice from kosher grasshoppers, that juice doesn't passel. The Chiddush Reb Tzadok is that even just the plain juice of non-kosher grasshoppers not mixed with anything is 100% tar, which means it's kosher, there's no problem with it. Grasshoppers don't actually have blood, and therefore whatever juice is coming out of them is not considered to be part of them and is totally tar, no problem with it. On to Mishnah Gimel, now we talk about two different ways a person can mitare themselves. The classic is a mikvah, which literally mikvah means gathered. That's basically 40 saw of gathered rainwater. There's also the ability to be tivel in zeichelin, which means flowing water. That's basically going to the mikvah in a river or a stream or something like that. It's actually slightly different, and there are times that a person has to be tivel in a mayan, in flowing water, as opposed to in a mikvah. The main one is a zav. The only way he can mitare himself is in zeichelin and not in regular gathered mikvah. So knowing that, the Mishnah tells us, hey, Reb Tzadok, ki give edos al zeichelin shrubo al noitfin. If there's more zeichelin than noitfin, which means more flowing water than dripping water, which is basically rainwater that we consider just regular mikvah, shame sham that they're kosher. In other words, we have rainwater that fell, and we also have a flow of water, like a spring or a river or something like that, and let's say these two merged, and there's more zeichlim than neitfim, it's considered zeichlim, it's like regular spring water, it's like a mayan, like a river, and in our example, a zav would be out of mercy here. And myself, Be'er Sapilya, there was a story that this happened in this place called Be'er Sapilya, and it came to the chachamim, and they were machshir, they said it's considered like regular zeichlim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's mission down here with more ideas from Reb Tzadok. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.